A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 14th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mtanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This Monday, like you mentioned, February the 14th, which is also the Day of Love. It's Valentine's Day today, so happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners and those that are viewing us from wherever you are.
Thank you very much. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Valentine's Day and Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary elections.
We are getting reports that Tendai Biti of the Citizens Coalition for Change has been arrested. We will give you more details on this issue as we proceed with the program.
Millions of people worldwide exchange gifts today on Valentine's Day to show their affection for loved ones. But there are some who did not do so due to circumstances beyond their control.
And tonight, like what we said, we'll also be talking about Zimbabwe's forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections, which will be held on March the 26th. And we saw a lot of the country's parties launching their programs this past weekend.
And so far, police say the election campaigns are being conducted without violence. So, Valentine's Day. So, Citizens Coalition for Change, ku Twitter yabo, but umnumzana Tendai Biti usebotshiwe. So baya tshosile ukuthi uBiti uhanjiswe khona ngale enkambeni yamapolisa eHarare Central Police Station lapha avalelwe khona kula manje. Singazi ukuthi uhamba njani, sizama ukuthi sidinge amapolisa ukuthi asitshele ukuthi uhamba njani. Senior Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati aphendule umakhalekhukhwini. So yikho ngazani kuyasikhathaza, kodwa ke bayatsho be Citizens Coalition for Change Marvelous ukuthi uTendai Biti usebotshiwe. Kunjalo namhlanje ikwesikhuluma ngakho.
I watch no chingamiza ne mufaro nasi nemswe muvuro February 14 inova zvare rudo Valentine's Day asi nasi tshange tshikutatsa zvakasiyana siyana tshange tshikutatsa pamusoro penhau dzatichangobva kutambira tinoona bato re Citizens Coalition for Change riri kutaura iro padande mutande kuti vatendai Biti debato ravo vawanikwa vachisungwa uyezve pari zvino asatitane yatingati update kuti zvafamba sei asi mukateerera pastudio 7 tichange tiri kukupai zvichabuda kuti zvafamba sei muzuva ranhasi tichange zvakare tiri kutarisa panyaya yemabi elections achauya iwo mwedzi unouya musi wamarch 26 tichiona kuti mapato mazhinji emunyika takaona vachiparura zvirongwa zvavo zvavari kutaura izvo kuti launch yemabi election campaign takaona ZANU-PF vachitungamirwa ivo nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachiparura chirongwa chavo kuAirport. Tikaonawo zvakare MDC Alliance vachiparurawo chavo neCitizens Coalition for Change vachiparurawo chirongwa chavo. Saka tichange tiri kungotarisa kuti zvamira sei pari zvino takatarisa nyaya yegadziriro idzodzi dzemabi elections. Asi tinonzwa kubva kumapurisa kuti pari zvino hapasati paita mhirizhonga pane avo vari kutsvaga rutsigiro rwemabi elections, nokuti takaona vamwe vari kuwanikwa ivo vatsvaga rutsigiro rwokuva mamembe of parliament vachitaura kuti vakaita musangano nezek apo vaiudzwa kuti nyaya yemhirizhonga haisi kubvumirwa uyezve vakaramba vachikuchidzirwa kuti ivo vanhu vawanikwe vachikapena kana kuti vachitsvaga rutsigiro zvisina mhirizhonga kana kushungurudzwa vamwe vanhu. Saka ndozvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo. Chizopawo mukana zvakare kuti tingonzwawo kuti kwamuri ikoko zuva ranhasi mawanikwa muchiri batawo sei sezuva rerudo kudai kukips.
Kunjalo ke konoko ke okuluma ngako Marvelous. So let's go right away into the top of the day. We've got Dr. Sponzora who was actually talking to reporters at the weekend. You know, concerning these elections, what is trying to do, and you know, there is a lot that these parties are promising. So let's listen to Monzola discussing or talking to reporters about what he's going to do in the few coming weeks, you know, ahead of the by-election.
The signing of the Unity Accord ended the bloodletting in Matabeleland. And the signing of the Global Political Agreement ended the bloodletting that took place in 2008. So it stands to reason that we must put dialogue at the forefront of our political objectives and the political strategy. Sorry.
In this case, what kind of reforms are you looking forward to?
We are looking at both social, political, and economic reforms. On the economic reforms, we want to remove the dual and enclave nature of our economy. You will see that our economy Zimbabwe has got two economies. There is the economy of big business inherited from colonialism and so on, and the economy for the common man. So there is a dual enclave. We want to bridge that gap because it is a colonial legacy. We want equal access to national resources. We want equal access to opportunity. On the political front, we want reforms to remove the polarization in our society. We want electoral reforms, especially the diaspora vote. So there are a number of reforms that we are going to have. And we have a document as the MPC team which spells out these reforms in detail.
In this case, how will dialogue work in attaining
It has helped before. It has worked before. I remember in 2008, in 2009, up to 2018, we were negotiating the constitution, and how we resolved certain of the issues in the constitution was via dialogue. So it has worked before. The ending of the hostilities was dealt with through JOMIC, and that was dialogue. Gone are the days where Zimbabweans must live in polarization. We want Zimbabweans to appreciate that it is all right to belong to different political parties. It mustn't be a matter of life and death. Today we are very happy. ZANU-PF have had their meeting. We are having our meeting, and there is relative peace. That's what we want. We were appalled yesterday during our car rally when one of the political parties tried to disturb that. And we didn't retaliate because they were trying to engage us in a race to the bottom, and we are not going to do that. But we want Zimbabweans to be free to pursue whatever political agenda they have.
Speaking of dialogue, given the opportunity, would you form a unity government with the existing government?
I am unable to tell what the result of the dialogue will be, what the outcome of the dialogue will be.
That is Mr. Douglas Monzola of the MTCT. He was campaigning at the weekend in Highfield. You know, Highfield is the category of politics, you know. That's where many people were campaigning during the liberation struggle. And when Zimbabwe attained its independence, remember what happened? Many people went to Highfield, and, you know, those that were coming from the bush. So it is a strategic place for campaigns. So there you are, Marvelous.
The MBC Alliance, Uyezhivari, MBCT, Vangaraku Taura Ivo, varikunzvimbo yeHighfield uko vanga vari kuedza kutsvaga rutsigiro sezvo vachange vaino vanhu vachange vakamirira bato ravo mumabyelections ari kuita mwedzi unouya saka apo vanga vari kutaura ivo hwaro hwebato ravo kuti nderwei kunyange gids I couldn't really hear what Mr. Monzola was saying, but I'm just rounding up that he was there presenting what he hopes to do for the community where some of these candidates will be running as MPs or members of parliament.
We also have Ms. Kasiselo Mahlangu. She is campaigning in Pumula. So we are really talking to candidates and those people representing different parties. So she represents CCC, Citizens Coalition for Change. And here she is talking to Ezra Chisaspan.
Salbonani balaleli, igama lami uSicelesile Mahlangu, ngivelela ePhumula. Yimi akade ngingu-MP owarikholwayo, owarikholwa urukanda engazake lihlanganela engamaziyo. Kodwa-ke akusenani right now so kule by election. I'm geared for that by election.
Urukanda wayiphi party le?
Urukanda angikwazi ukuthi wayengwayiphi party but
wena ongene ngayiphi?
Ngingene nge PDP ayikukhona ngobaba u Tendayibithi. So Urukanda waseclaima ukuthi la ube ngilunga lethu kodwa engasolunga lethu. Kungasenani sesiya kubhaya election, sikubhaya election khonapho. I'm prepared for everything and ngiyakwazi ukuthi iCity yami ngendlela eyayithethwe ngayo ngiza kuyibisela ku TPC ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate uNelson Chamisa. So
uthutha amabandleni anangasekho lano BTB
awasekho
amabandlelanakulebandla
elitsha eyiyelo machine ekhokhelwa ngubaba uNelson Chamisa umfana omncane ogijima and he's unstoppable lo president lo esinaye kathesi. La amanye amabandla la ade khona hhayi kasisawazi sesifanele la mabandla nje esingathi ngamabandla asemathuneni. So mina ngimele iphumula ngicela isupport yema ebantwini bephumula ade ngisebenza labo kuhle ngoba isikhathi sonke sisebenze kuhle labantu bephumula. So ngilethemba lokuthi ngobuhlungu ababuzwayo ngesikhathi ngirikholwa ngumuntu labo owayengasho lo wephumula owayenganginominate anga balakho ukuthi bangibisele njalo ngiyeqedelela ithemu yami, siqedelele ama-projects ethu, siqedelele lakho konke ade sikwenza siyiphumula. Ngiyabathembisa ukuthi indlela engizabuya ngayo futhi iyabe indlela efana indlela ade sisebenza ngayo. Angeke ngitshintshe ngoba bengikhona ku-ground, ngihlala ngilabantu, ngihlala ngilama-youth, ngihlala nilabogogo, ngihlala nilawo wonke umuntu besingakhethi inhlobo. Sakhothina sisebenza ukwenzela ukuthi siqhubekelisele phambili iphumula. Sifuna i-development ephumula njalo sifuna ukuthi bonke abantu babonele ephumula ukuthi ama-leaders xa kuthiwa akhethiwe akhethelwanga ukuthi azorula, akhethele ukuzolida abantu. Kodwa thina abantu sibafaka phambili ku-TPC, thina silandele emuva, sizwa ngabantu abakufunayo njalo yiba basitshela izinto zokwenza.
Manje njalo kulungani kuloku dlokudlokungani lehlukene ngembono ephathinini kuyahlukuluzwana.
Hayi lokho u-advocate uNelson Chamisa uza kulungisa ngoba ngibona izimali angena azayo yizo izinto azabadila lazo. Vele abantwana bomuntu munye ekhaya abehlule kudle phana. Kodwa-ke kufanele sikulungise ngoba sikhangelele i-bigger picture yethu ngo-2023, sikhangelele ukunqoba ukuthi upresident wethu ahambe e-State House. Lokho okulwa ngokwethu nje kodwa inhloso yethu kakhulu ngu-2023.
Kathesi wena uyakhontesta kula malungu amangaki? Kulamanye amaphathi nathalawo la?
Ye, akhona amaphathi mncane ngaphambanisi ngangu-7. Amaphathi akhona azimiselela ukuzongqikilana nomama esimahlangu. Nimi ngedwa umama khonapho, amaningi bangikhona ngabobaba. Ngithanda ukuletha ikakhulu komama imeseji ukuthi bomama asisukumenini, umama nguye ozibuhlungu nxa izinto singahambi. Ngilokudana kakhulu ukuthi phakathi kwe-7 umama ngoye-1, ngabo mama sibathathu ngesifane, oyi-1 umama anqobe. Kuyabe kulungile ngoba umama nguye ozawuhlela isikhathi sokuthi nxa amagetsi ehamba ngumama, nxa lokhu kusenzakala ngumama.
Yes, marvelous. That is Celeste Mahlangu. She is back in Pumula. She was recalled by the People's Democratic Party, led by Tendai Biti at one stage. So she says she's, contesting back there, and hopefully people are going to vote for her. So she's very much determined to make a difference. In terms of people. So she loves this kind of thing, and she's in it. One, because she wants to work with the people of Pumula, and secondly, because she's a woman. She says mothers are so good in some of these things. So there you are.
Aiwa apo tanga tshiku njwa kune vamwe vari kutsvaga rutsigiro kuPumula vari kuti ivo semudzimai vari kuda kuti vawanike vachishanda vari munhu iri kutsva kuvaunze kundutso kudunhu rePumula uyezve vane zvizhinji zvavari kuvimbisa kuti vakakwanisa kuvhoterwa vagokwanisa kuwana ivo vachiudza kundutso kunzvimbo yePumula uko vari kukwikwidza ikoko vachida kuti vamirire kuti vapindewo muparlamendi.
And we also have Mr. Wanele Hlabangane of the Republican Party of Zimbabwe. His party is actually participating marvelous in this election. He is very determined in pushing an agenda of empowering people of Zimbabwe. So let's listen to this interview which was conducted by Ezra Chisaskanda in Bulawayo.
They formed in 2017, just soon after the coup, but not coup. If you remember, we had the coup, but not coup. And then thereafter, we participated in the 2018 harmonized elections. I was one of the 23 presidential candidates. Basically, the party, our observation was that we have moved away from constitutionalism. Most of our problems in the country are as a result of us not observing the rule of law. We have a beautiful constitution that covers all our rights, but in terms of its implementation and aligning our laws to the constitution, we have been found wanting that. And as a party, we are a party for the people that is subservient to the people, and we listen to the people's grievances. Everything that we do must come from the people. Power should always reside with the people, not to come and impose our ideas on the people. So that's where we are as a nation. I don't have to mention the problems that we have as a country, a myriad of challenges, chief among them corruption. And corruption is linked to lack of rule of law, because as a country we have laws, we have our institutions. We need to strengthen our national institutions, our police, our judiciary. And also there's misgovernance, and misgovernance is also linked to corruption. So as a party, that's what we stand for. We would like to make it very clear that we will not tolerate any form of corruption.
That is Mr. Agwanele Hlabangani. So he says, you know, the party that is fighting for the needs of the Zimbabweans, and at the end of the day, he says, there's a lot of corruption in the country. So they are fighting against that as well. They don't want corruption. So there you are, Marvelous.
Ariskuda shumuri sakandusha varkuti vachange vaine vamweo vachange varikukupidza mufaridzo iyi idzi pawaniko ipo nyaya yehuori ichipera munyika.
Yes, of course, I guess, Mr. I think that's Dr. Mavaza, Simba Mavaza. So he's coming into the stage right now. So there we are. Marvelous. Quiet with him.
Dr. Mavaza, takaona vaturenyu rezi, vanopiesi vichiparura.
Mutungamiri webato riri kutonga vamunangagwa vachitaura vachiintroduce our candidate yedu kuepoet nemacandidates edu ese muHarare. Kana kuti chirongwa ichi chakafamba zvakanaka, chakafadza, chakaratidza kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ruchiri kutsigira hurumende yeZANU PF, ruchiri kutsigira bato reZANU PF, ruchiri kutsigira vamunangagwa kuti varambe vari pachigaro. Uyezve tatova netarisiro itsva yekuti pachapera sarudzo idzi dzemuna March, tichawanikwa kana dzemuna Kurume, tichawanikwa tiri pa kana tiri pamusoro-soro tawedzera mamwe masitsa takanga tisina kare. Tapiwa dzimwe nzvimbo dzekumiririra nevana veZimbabwe, because vana veZimbabwe varitofarira kuita izvozvo. Tikatarisa rimwe bato rinotungamirwa navo Monzora, rakangoita vanhu vasingakwane pamimwe yangu iti kada kuvaverenga, vamwari vashoma shoma, hazvienderane neZimbabwe ground yavakanga vari. Tikatarisa vachamisa kulandana kubulawayo, havana kuendera mberi nepurogiramu yavo yavakanga varonga. Zvavakanga varonga vakazongoita tumakambeni pano nepapo, hapana kunganwiwa sezvavakanga vakaronga, nekuti havasati vane chirongwa, havana purogiramu yetiende. Saka what they are saying now is ZANU-PF ndiyo yakatogadzirira, yatova redi, yaakuda kuti maelections aitwe, tenderere mberi nebasa. Saka zvakaitika pakupera kwesvondama zvakafadza, uye zvida kutenda ruzhinji rweZimbabwe, vana nevagari veEpworth, kuti tinokutendai nekuya kwamakaita nekutsigira musangano wenyu. Rambai muchiutsigira, musaneta, nekuti musi wa26 March toda kuvaratidza ivo vavafanava kuti hurumende haitongwe nekungokurukura nekupopota nekupfeka zveyero, asi inotongwa nekugona neexperience iri muzita rababa Munangagwa.
Right, so here, Dr. Mavaza, what's the message to the people of Zimbabwe? Any election promises?
Hongu, tiri kuti isusu pane zvatakatanga zvamuri kuona tirikugadzisa zvakasiyana siyana tinoda tinoda mukana iwoyu muharare manga mune madambudziko hamuna mvura marodzi haana kugadzirwa nekuti makansela anga arimo anga ari MDC tirikuti irogore rasara iri imboisai makansela ezanup f muone kuti zvinhu zvinofamba sei MDC yakabvira apo kubvira 2002 it was MDC council up to now hapana chakafamba havana chitsva chava chakupai vana vezimbabwe iko kana muchida kuwana zvitsva chiendai kuzanup f muone makanga mambotisiya but tidzokai kumusha kuti zimbabwe ivakwe nyika inovakwa neve nevai
can you put that in english as well sir thank you
thank you we are simply saying here the weekend was quite wonderful we had people coming they thronged the venue from all walks of Epworth and some few from Harare where the president was actually introducing the candidates in Harare and candidates from Epworth and we are saying by gauging on the numbers of people who came freely without being forced like what MDC would always want to say would see that people they still have trust in the ruling party they have got trust in the economic development being caused by ED they've got trust in ZANU-PF and in ED himself and we are saying people have left the party in Harare and they've voted for MDC for a number of times and the town has gone to dogs but we are saying now let us retrieve our town back let us get our town back let us come back and vote for ZANU-PF give us a chance to do what has not been done by MDC for the past 12-14 years ZANU-PF is there to make sure the development has been brought into your doorsteps the development has been brought into your pockets we simply say vote for ZANU-PF now you have voted for MDC for so many times give ZANU-PF a chance this council let it be the council led by ZANU-PF and you will see the changes because we are still continuing there is nothing MDC or CCC have to offer at the moment so thank you so much for coming and for attending the Epworth rally and we ask you to attend all the rallies and please don't only attend the rallies vote and vote ZANU-PF vote ZANU-PF candidates in these coming elections the by-elections in March
thank you very much let's bring in Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Mr. Zokora, welcome to the program. I think we are not getting you there. Something is not well with your mic. I think what we can do is to cut and come back so that we can hear your voice. I think we've got a slight challenge. So hopefully he's going to come back and then we talk to him. But in the meantime, we've got a Reverend or Pastor Richard Moyo. He is in South Africa. So, Marvelous, you can talk to him about Valentine and maybe other issues as well. So, Mr. Moyo, how are you?
How are you, Mr. Gibbs?
You are very fine.
Hello?
Can I talk to Marvelous?
Makadi,
Pastor. Okay. How are you? Maurice, happy Valentine. Kwamuri
ukoko. Tinotenda nemiwo kwamuri ikoko. Saka ndasimbari pedza sei zuva revalentine.
Ya, zuva revalentine zuva rakanaka zvikuru. Zuva ranhasi izvo achikufarawo nesu nokuti tofambidzana nenguva kachiri kaita vafundisi vafambidzana nenguvawo nokuti madzimai edu nguva zhinji anoti vanababa hatiwani nguva navo. Saka zuva rakafanana neiri tinovada anamai nokuti like sezuva rakafananira nhasi. Kuno kukaita kuzvakanaka mvura yakanaya saka tatomboenda kusango kunotanha maruva ndaita kutotana I think ndavamutoona iwawa kuti ndiitanira amai mwoyo navo kuti ndivapewo maruva asi nhau yevalentine haisi nhau yemunhu umwe chete sekuti bhasikoro harifambi negumbo rifamba makumi maviri valentine 50-50 rudo rwevanhu vaviri nokuti madzimai mazhinji ndaitaura navo kuchechi nezuro vachitaura kuti 42 zvinhu tikati no rudo harudaro 40 mitirewo nevarume varume vada kuti vasambose mazhinji marosa muri kuona ari muvhasa ndatobva kundoadambura
so we'll come back to you
But a very interesting story there. He literally said, he went out yes. and picked the flowers for his wife because he said where he is. It rained, so he was able to go to the bushes and pick some flowers, and his wife is very happy as we speak.
That's right. So now let's turn to Mr. Tonda Sokora. We'll go back to Mr. Moyo in some few minutes. Go ahead, novelist, with Tonda Sokora.
Okay. Ndingaiti mbodzokera hedu kupolitics. Taona nhasi tichinzwa kuti vatendai biti vebato renyu vasungwa. Mungave neruzivo here kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Ya, ndotanga nekuti Happy Valentine tete marvelous. Nhasi izwa rakanaka chaizvo. Asi isu hatinyatsofara nekuti sekuziva kwamunoita ndozuva ratakarasikirwa Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai. May his soul rest in peace. Saka zvinobva zva kanganisa kunyatsofara kwatinenge tichiita nekuti tinenge tichirangarira gamba redu rakatisiya muzuva ranhasi. Tazvinzwa kuti Vice President vedu vasungwa. Handisani ndanyatsonzwa kuti chavasungirwa chii, asi munongoziva zvinoitwa neZANU PF. Kana tasvika patasvika panenge pachiitwa sarudzo dziri kuitwa idzodzi, vanhu vanongotanga kungosungwa. Vane vanhu vavakatonyora kuti vari palist yavo vavanoda kusunga vemusangano wedu. Saka tiri kuzviziva kuti ndo zvavari kuita. Saka panguva ino handina zvimwe zvakawanda. Chandinongoziva ndechekuti ichokwadi kuti Vice President Tendai Biti vasungwa. Ndongotaura zvangu mbichana panyaya yekuepworth yakaitwa iyo yanga ichiitwa neZANU PF. Takaona ZANU PF ichiita hunhu hwayo hwainogara ichingoita hwekututa vanhu nemabhazi vanenge vamwe vacho vazhinji vanenge vasingatombori nei nechekuita chemuepworth. Vanongonotorwa vomanikidzwa kunzi uyai uyai. Makambozviona paya vanhu vaunganidzwa navamunangagwa vakatiza vega vhidhiyo makaiona vanhu vachitiza nekuti vanhu vanga vamanikidzwa kuenda kurali yavamunangagwa. Ndozvakaitika zvakare paweekend. ZANU ine mari yekuisa vanhu mabhazi nekuvaendesa ikoko. Vashomawo vemuepworth vakaenda vechidiki ava vakanga vachienda kunonakidzwa nemimhanzi nemagitare airidzwa ikoko, kwete kuti kune chimwe chavaienda kunowana. Vanozviziva kuti kuZANU PF hakuna chiriko. Vanongopa vanhu mapromise enhema nhema nhema pamusoro penhema. Vakapromiswa mayouth iwaya anga azara ikoko kuti vachawana mabasa. Mainzwa vamunangagwa vachiti jobs 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 pavakapinda, asi hapana kana basa rimwe rakawanikwa nemayouth. Nanhasi tine mayouth akawandisa in millions vasati vatombobata inonzi payslip, nekuti hakuna kana basa rimwe rakagadziwa. Kana kambani imwe chete ingataurwe pano nevezanu kuti iriko yakavhurwa ikatora vanhu ikadzikisa atinoti unemployment ndeipi? Hakutorina, kwaingonyepwa zvichinzi this cost iyo yakudai iri kutora vanhu vachitenderedza zvavaitenderedza vachitaura mazimari kuti kwauya investment yemazimari akati, asi kwayakaenda mari iyoyo kana kuti yange iriko here kana dzanga dziri nhema hapana chiripo. Saka tiri kuti isu vanhu vari kuzviziva, vanhu vekuepworth vanozviziva kuti inhema dziri kurehwa. Takaona zvakare ikoko mayouth achipromiswa matitle deeds, hanzi tobva takupai matitle deeds, asi kune land yavakapa mayouth kare kare nevamwe vashoma vakapiwa havasati vaane matitle deeds. Vasina kupiwa matitle deeds vacho vapiwa neland iyoyo neZANU PF. Vanosvika vachipazirwa vachishandisa vakuru vekanzuru ana town clerk vanova vanhu veZANU PF vanoshandira hurumende nana tafadzwa vanonga vachitonga vari kumusoro ikoko. Ndanzwa vamavaza vachitaura kuti marodzi chii zvanga hazvisi kuvakwa hazvisi kuitwa nevanhu veCCC. Vanozviziva vamavaza kuti ndivo vane ministry yelocal government yakatora mari yese inobhadharwa marets anobhadharwa nevanhu muHarare nekumwe kwese uko. Mari iyo yakuenda uko kuti ichizodzoswa kumameya nekumacouncillors kuti vakwanise kuita zvavanenge vachifanira kuita, haisi kudzoka mari iyoyo. Saka ZANU PF iri kutambudza vanhu vemumataundi ngabomo vachiita politics nekutora mari inofanira kunge ichishandisirwa vanhu vachida kuti vazoti kana pasvika pasarudzo vanenge vaakushora nekumhura TCCC hazvisizvo vanhu vanozviziva ndozvakanakira vana veZimbabwe vanhu veZimbabwe vari kuzviziva kuti ari kuita kuti muHarare musaite service delivery ndiani ari kuita kuti migwagwa isavakwe musawanikwe mvura nekuti madhemu anofanira kunge achivakwa nehurumende hurumende haisati yavaka kana dhemu 1 ngavataure dhemu ravakavaka kubhuruwayo kana kuHarare kana kuti kupi hakuna magetsi vanhu vava kutoita mbaura zvinhu zvese izvozvo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa nehurumende asi nhasi vanouya pano vachinyepera kuti TCCC zvisinei vanhu vari kuziva kuti munhu ari kuita kuti vatambure ndiani.
Thank you very much. And what are your election promises in English?
The promises that we have, we don't make promises like ZANU-PF or empty promises per se. We tell people the truth, the reality, and the reality that can be measured by our past performances in government. The only time that we were in government was during the unit government. And you saw the performance of government ministers that were supervised by our later Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai as the prime minister. May he so rest in peace. He supervised, he did a good job, and there was performance, high performance all over. The economy, and everyone began to be paid in US dollars. Our president right now is ITC minister. He revolutionized the technological world in Zimbabwe. And a dollar for two, yema lines, akauya na vachamisa. Saka, we have a track record in government, and the people know that their livelihoods improved when the then MDC was part of the government. And they know that we are going to deliver come 2023 when we come into power.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. We still have some other people that actually had interviews with Ezra Chisaswanda. So now let's bring in Tinashe Kambarami. You still remember this guy? Tinashe Kambarami became a councillor in Ward 3 in Bulawayo. There was controversy surrounding his presence in council, with the town clerk and him insulting each other and all those kind of things. But he's still around, and he says, you know, I've been winning court cases left, right, and center. So here he comes, and let's listen to what he's saying. You know, he appears to be very much determined to do what he knows best.
Tinashe Kambarami, if you all remember him, he was on the headline news all over here about the fight with the town clerk, about his recall from the council, his suspension on allegations which were proven to be false at the High Court of Zimbabwe. He was then recalled by MDCT. And then these by-elections, he went to the High Court again to stop the contention of these by-elections. Mr. Kambarami, can you brief us? Maybe let us know of what has been happening to you.
Well, thank you, Ezra. It's been a long walk, especially this legal basis. You know, you are dragged to court from time to time, and until you then get acquitted to court proceedings. You know, I learned a lot during this process. It was a hard time at some point, and I also was happy with the victories that I had, because I ended up getting justice to all the allegations that were leveled against me, and also all the accusations and the tarnishing of my name and all that. I think you have seen that the media and the media houses and journalists have been following my cases until they lost track of that. But what I can tell you is that initially there was a conviction that one of my employees who was used by politicians to try and tarnish my name and also fight my position after my election as the deputy mayor of the city of Lawayo, which I then won. I had actually appealed because I said it was simple. Why would I steal from my employee someone that I'm actually have hired, someone that I'm paying? So that was the first case of that conviction at the High Court. And then the nullification, my election was then nullified because of that conviction, which I then appealed at the Supreme Court. And It was heard sometime last year, and I won the Supreme Court case because the procedures that were done to nullify my election were not correct. So that was the main issue at the Supreme Court. But now there was an issue that there was a recall that came during the time when my case was in limbo. So my appeal to the court was that I could not have been recalled when my case, my election was nullified, because you don't then recall someone who was not in office. So that is exactly what happened. So I had to appeal at the High Court to say I could not be recalled at the time when I was not in office, which is the main reason why my election at Ward 3 was then stopped, because the court then realized that, you know, this case is still pending, so there is no way they would go ahead and elect someone when the case is still pending, because what will happen if I then win my case? Then what it means that I've been taken back to the position I was before my election was nullified, yet they've gone ahead to then elect someone. So for that reason, they get to withdraw the nomination court to sit for Ward 3, which is the reason why I'm here, and there's no vacancy in Ward 3.
So what happens now? Will you go back as a deputy mayor of Lower was elected and you found not guilty of anything?
Yes, the judgment at the Supreme Court, Ezra, says that it nullified, it had to set aside the election that was nullified by Judge Madiwa, meaning I'm taken back to the position I was before my election was nullified, meaning everything else that happened in between, be it recall, be it election of another deputy mayor, has been nullified. So I'm taken back to the position I was.
So are you going to the council now? When is the council office is open, will you go back to the council?
Yes, like I said, the issue of the declarator, which we are now waiting for, once the declarator is done, I'll be going back to office.
Mm. Right, coming to these elections, you are now a member of the CCC. Tell us about the party. It seems to be excitement all over here.
Yes, as you can see, there is that momentum. You know, people have been waiting. I think you saw on social media how people have been waiting for us to give our party a new name after the way it was tarnished, and after the way it has been dented by these factions from Monzora and Kupe. So what then happened is that we had to give our project a new name at the right time, just before by-election. I think you have seen how ZANU-PF also had been trying to disturb our project to an extent that they then wanted to register another party called Triple C. That's how desperate they are. So what we have done is that we had to launch our party, we had to introduce our party at the right time so that we don't give them a chance to do what they wanted to do. And right now we have candidates, and people are so excited about this yellow. I think you've seen on social media, I think you've seen also in the ground here. Once you just tell people that there is a meeting for Triple C, the numbers are just coming. We didn't do much of mobilization, but just the response from the ground shows you how people are ready, how people are hungry for change. So Triple C is the way to go.
Yeah, we are coming here to Mganweni because there are two candidates. How did that happen? Is it not the same problem we saw on the old alliance or the old MTCT, where people were these factions trying to come within the party?
Well, Ezra, you see, the problem that we have is we have comrades that have been there. We have been waiting for the party for a long time, and they are here. I'll give an example of this ward. Councillor Tavano is an alderman. He has served for more than 8 years as an alderman, and he's also the current chairperson for this ward in Ward 26. He is the one who was chosen in 2018 to represent the party in Ward 3. And what has happened is that we have someone who comes just from a vacuum, just to come in and land in an influential position like that. We don't have even any track record. You know, we have had problems in our party, infiltration and all those things, and we cannot afford as a party to have someone who is piloted from nowhere to come and take up such positions. And my appeal actually to leadership is that some of these things, they should look into them very seriously. We need to make sure that we have people who are loyal, I think you know the main reason why we got into problems, it was because of infiltration, which then led to all these by-elections that were influenced by the Monzora Kabale and Kupe, who then started recalling our members. So the issue of infiltration is a serious issue, a security threat to our party. So this is the reason why people you are seeing here, they are actually protesting against that, to make sure that Alderman Hlabane, who was the candidate in 2018, is protected to finish his term. This is why we are here.
Thank you very much.
So that is Tinashe Kambarame being interviewed by Ezra Chisa Spanda in Bulawayo. So he's mentioning so many things, you know, marvelous. And one of those things was his removal from council. He says it was illegal as per some court rulings. And now he's back in council. And at the same time, you know, he's complaining against, you know, the double fielding of candidates in Mkanweni. So he says somebody is up to something there. So he's not happy with it. So he says, in fact, Councillor Norman Hlabane is supposed to be the candidate for that place, you know, instead of one that was imposed from Harare by CCC. So there are so many things that are coming up there. Marvelous. Kunjalo.
Maybe regeti vatans wakubakuna ivo ve CCC kanavarpano vatawanda jokura. Kutiva komente pane shambashulikuta urwa ishu.
Yeah, okay. So let's get Mr. Zogora. So, Mr. Zogora, just briefly before we go to Mr. Mabaza, so this double fielding of candidates, what really is going on there?
Yeah, I didn't hear Councillor Kambarami speaking.
You are saying that, basically yeah. There is some double fielding of candidates in Mkanweni, which is a fact. So what's going on there?
Yes, that happened. You know, out of over 130 something candidates that we fielded, I think we faulted in one or two areas. I think it was Mashingo, and then in Bulawayo. And as far as I know, the leadership of the party is on it. They are solving it, and they will let us know. They will let everyone know. What is going on. But I know at the end of the day, we won't be having those double candidates come 26 March. I know a lot has been done to ensure that we don't have double candidates when it comes to election day.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
marvelous.
Ziri kutogadziriswa izvozvi sekutaura kwatiri kutoita vatungamiri vakuru vemusangano vari kutori maoko ose kuti vagadzirise nyaya iyoyo asi chakandifadzo zvangu ndechekuti hapana mhirizhonga yakaitika hapana kurovana kwakaitika kwataiona zvataiona zvaitika kuZANU PF kuti vanhu vaitoita nguva vachatotemana nematemo kwedu sarudzo dzekuti vanhu vamiririre vanhu ma councils nema constituents dzakafamba zvakanakisa pasina kana dambudziko rakanyanyisa rekutukana kana kurovana kwevanhu.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. Let's have Dr. Mabaza. So Dr. Mabaza, going forward in terms of these elections and maybe some of those other things that we were discussing earlier on. So but at the end of the day, you know, people always listen to some messages that come from politicians. But do you think you are going to fulfill those promises? Briefly, then we go to other case.
Thank you. Yes, we are going to fulfill the promises. ZANU PF will keep its word, and we are simply saying to the people, keep your vote and put it right where it is on ZANU PF. And you will see that what we promise will be done. But before we go anywhere, I just wanted to quickly say that By the Mr. Jokora, Seguru Jokora here, it just lied through his teeth. CCC did not have primary elections. They never. They just inaugurated themselves 3 weeks ago and just appointed people. So he's lying to say that the elections, which was peaceful, there was nothing like that. They only appointed. That's the reason why in Bulawayo and Mashingo, we are having double candidates. And that's why we're having people demonstrating that there was never an election. So Jogora was lying. I'm sure he will come back and apologize for lying to the people of Zimbabwe. But however, we are used to the CCC and MDC lying. So that's part of their pattern. But to answer your question, yes, ZANU-PF has changed completely. This is a three-year-old party, I've told you. And for the past 3 years, we've got a lot of developments. And we are saying, give us a chance. Give the city councils back to ZANU-PF, and you'll see how best we can do. And we know how best we have been doing before the MDC came into play. The moment they came into play, we got portals everywhere in towns, and those are managed by the city council, not by Minister of Local Government, as he was saying. Those are managed by the mayor and his council. And we are saying give the mayorship and the councillorship to ZANU-PF.
Precisely, Dr. Mavasa, precisely what are you going to do? That's the question. You can make promises that you are going to fill up 2-3 portals.
Number one.
But yes, tell us really.
We are going to develop the towns. Number two, the president had made a promise that those people who were allocated houses and stands in some places which were not supposed to have stands, and these were allocated by the MDC council. The president says he is now going to give them title deeds. By law, we're not supposed to give them, but because they are our people, they are Zimbabweans, we have to understand them. We are giving them title deeds. In other words, that's empowering them. We are giving them somewhere to stay legally, somewhere to build a house, a home, because a home is very important. And that's what ZANU-PF is doing. MDC and CCC has given them stands with no title deeds, with just a name. And that we are saying is it has changed. People will get that. And again, to our MPs, voting for the MPs, we are saying we need to fulfill our promises of the 2018. We need to make sure people are employed, people have got everything they want. But we are left with 1 year. Give us that year to finish our promises, to bring them to the fruitful end. And therefore, it is our submission as ZANU-PF that we do not just talk, we act. ED is a man who talks. He does not only talk for nothing. He acts. He follows up what is talked. He has hit the ground running. And we have seen a lot of developments happening now. We have seen what is happening all over in rural areas and everywhere else. So I'm saying here, come 26th March, we need your vote so that we can take over the towns from these people who have been destroying them and put them at a position that we are all happy, we are all comfortable and looking forward to stay in our towns. These are the only towns you can call ours in the whole world. And we have to pay for them.
Thank you very much.
Asika, Dr. Mavasa, tunoona kuti vamwe vanoshorawo vachishoropodza kuti vezvematongerwo enyika semi vezano-PF nemamwe mapato munouya muchitaura kuti tichakupai zvikati asi kana mavapa mastand iwayo nematitle deeds kana election yapera vanhu vakanganwa vanouya zvakare vachiputsirwa dzimba dzavo zvinofamba sei?
Matara zvakanaka. Mastendi aipunzwa nehurumende. Mastendi akapiwa vanhu zvisiri pamutemo. Havana kupiwa nepati. Havana kupiwa neZANU-PF. Havana kupiwa nehurumende. Vakapiwa nekanzuru. Kanzuru inotungamirwa neMDC. Iko zvino zvisiri kuti hatichangopunzira vanhu dzimba. Takuongorora pamakagara kana pachigarika. Mopiwa matitle deeds kuti mugare nedzimba idzodzo. Kuti mugokwanisawo kuita sei kuvaka makasununguka makazembera kwete kugogara musina chamapiwa. Saka tiri kuti chitsotsi chamakaitirwa neMDC neCCC chekupiwa dzimba pasina matitle deeds chaakupera iko zvino. ZANU-PF ikapinda mukanzuru ichakupai matitle deeds, ichakupai pekugara. Pamakapiwa kare muchapiwa mvumo yekugara ipapo nemvumo yekuvaka, zvese zvichagadzirika. Ende ndozvatiri kuvimbisa kuti kana makambonyeberwa nematsotsaya aiwa tachinja mupaka, haticha akuchanyebewa. ZANU-PF is there to do exactly what they've promised.
But is it possible for you to give people title deeds where there are some very second kind of lands, you know? Some of these places have got springs and How do you give a person a title deed when the house is on a spring?
People are given title deeds where it is possible to build a house. Where it is not possible or safe to build a house, they will be allocated to other areas. Nobody is going to be dumped in the road. Where if you are given at a place where it's not conducive for building a house, the person says, we will allocate you a better place. But where you are, it's a better place and you can build a house, even if it was not meant for the house, you'll be given a title deed for that area. So whatever happens, people will be put in a position where they will not be disadvantaged.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Tonda Sokora. Hey, Mr. Sokora, welcome again. So this issue of ZANU-PF saying, you know, the CCC has actually destroyed cities and all those kind of things because it was the MDC alliance. It was the majority in council. Do you think that you've got the power as let's say city fathers and city mothers to make any change, you know, when you are elected into office? Is there any way you can say, this we can change, this we can't change, this is government's duty, this is the council's duty, and so forth?
Yes, we have continually been explaining, I think Mayor Mafume has been explaining several times that government has been interfering with all local authorities, taking away most of their powers using the town clerk, who is an employee of the government, and also the minister of local government, who has powers over the mayors, all the mayors and all the councillors. These people are the ones that have been encouraging land barons. If you know any land baron, that land baron is a ZANU-PF person, and they are begged by the minister of local government, by the town clerk, and other people that have been appointed by ZANU-PF to interfere with councillors and mayors. And the only way out of this mess that ZANU-PF has created is to do what the CCC leadership is doing now, the CCC members of parliament and councillors, that is to encourage people to go and register to vote, and also to encourage people to turn up in their thousands, if not in their millions, on the 26th of March, so that we vote ZANU-PF out. That's the only way. We need to remove all these imposed candidates by Monzora and ZANU-PF. And of course, come 2023, we need to remove the whole system of ZANU-PF so that the people of Zimbabwe can begin to enjoy better lives, better livelihoods. We know what ZANU-PF has been doing. Dr. Mabaza is here. He is saying the same things that they were saying 5 years ago, that we are going to do this, we are going to build so many houses. How many houses were built?
So I know that these gentlemen as well have got families, marvelous. And at the end of the day, this is politics, but maybe they did something for their spouses as well. You know, let's relieve pressure a little bit from these two gentlemen and have something soft with them, you know. This will be lovely. Mr. Mabaza, let's just forget politics for a few seconds. What did you do for your spouse?
Oh, thank you. We are going to do something tonight. Actually,
it seems as if you forgot.
No, I didn't. My advantage is today is my wife's birthday and Valentine's Day. So, you know, I suffer twice. I have to do both the Valentine present and the birthday. So the whole family will be congregating tonight and we'll be going somewhere. It's a surprise for her. So she's not away until we are there. Then we will enjoy.
Saka munotombo sendeka here zvepolitics momboita zvezvara nhasi reValentine.
Politicians are very lovely. So we don't be politics, it will be love and love and love.
So when you're not talking politics and you are with your family, how does it feel, you know, on such days? Like, but I can see in the background, in your background there, there's a little kid, and on the other side, Yes, President Mnangagwa.
Oh. Well, that little kid behind me is now 22. He's in Bournemouth Uni at the university, so he's grown up now. The only young person is the president behind me there. But the reality of the matter is, yes, we have private life. We live our lives as well besides living politics. But the truth is, a life without politics, it's no life, because you either actively in politics or passively in politics. Either way, you're in politics. So sometimes you need to stand up. That's why I was saying now, it is very healthy that we discuss me, Jokora is my sekuru, but we don't see eye to eye on politics. But we down and eat, we drive together if we had the chance. We don't fight. We sit down on a Valentine's Day to say, I hope the politicians out there must remember and tell their people that today is the day of love. Why is the day of love, even though it's represented by red for blood, but it's the binding of blood that we are bound together as politicians, as wives, as husbands, as children, as families. Politicians are families too. So I think we must have politics of love, not politics of fighting. And I think Valentine's Day gives us a break to realize that at least there is love, which we must go out there and share with people, with everybody, not only with our wives, not only with our children, even with our neighbors. Those are shitty cards in the Sinawa room. We can give them a flower and say hi. I go with my wife, I just go alone and say hi, enjoy, and all that. And wanambuya wanenga wasiwa na nasekuru jogora watu manya politics kiso azikutuenda wotondofadza wanambuya ne maruwa kasekuru wadzoka. This is what is Valentine all for.
It's for yes. Let's hear from Mr. Jogora. Today is Valentine's Day. You seem, you are not too happy today. Why?
Aywa.
You are too much into politics. Let's get into love. Love issues, right?
Love, you know, to triple C. Tis no goera love, yes. Akuna wangu anu goera love, kupura isu. Mungo tijedu nasi, andragu ya nakafika shuchuku kana uti zunende rana nezu wara nasi. Nekutisekuta wana kwa ndaita paya, kufa kwa Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai. Kwa kaita kuti inini, ndibandataza kana uto celebrate Valentine yacho. I'm sorry kune vari pedyo. Nekuti zvakaitika musi iwoyo ndayanda kutenda kudina nemudiwa wangu. Ndobanda fonerwa ndikanzwa munhu ari kuchema, shamwari yangu iri kuchema, wataishanda naye mumusangano. Kochi zvikanzi Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai vashaya. Abva aridza mhere neniwo ndikatoridzawo mhere ipapo.
I can imagine, Mr. Zogora, I can imagine if you tell your wife that, you know, today I'm not giving you a flower because
You know what I mean? You'll be punished. Saka rudo tinarwo mazuva ose totowedzera zvedu kana yasvika pa Valentine. Izvo zvipandiri kutaura pano Mike Karenyi na Vice President Welshman Nwe vari kutotaura nemaZimbabweans pa zvivhitivhita. Vachitaura nenyaya yezverudo yekudanana vachibatawo zvakare nyaya Dr. Richard Morgan.
What's your message to wife?
Aiwa, rudo.
I was, because I was, anyora a lovely message to his wife. And dear Babi, I mean, I love you on my own behalf and on behalf of my ancestors and descendants too. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. And you know that. Happy Valentine's Day.
And on that sweet note, we are ending our program today. And I wish to say happy Valentine to my wife as well. Marvelous. Happy Valentine to who? We don't know.
Thank you.
Now it's time. I'm going to have an extra time here. Unfortunately, we have to end
every
one time. We have to end today. We take our guests this evening, Mr. Donda Sokora and Dr. Sibama Vaza. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gift Kube. Saying good night, Zimbabwe.
This is Marvelous Mplananyahuye saying happy Valentine's to